Purple Wildcat Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. This is Football Friday coming at you, folks. Here with you guys today and on this July 15th, 2022 edition, Football Friday. Real quick, I am not going to dive on any deeper details. I'll save that for tonight's edition of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition with my co-host Alex Eaton. We'll dive on into this a lot more media days. And of course, Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yarmak spoke to the Big 12 media and / national media on Wednesday morning. There are 2 days of the Big 12 media days down there as well as we get closer and closer to football season. And more importantly for K-State, closer to fall camp now. I got to get the dates when that starts, obviously, for that. There's plenty of football coverage to come, obviously. And also, I'm not going to try to give away too much, trying to lock down a big-time guest on for this little small-time podcast. So that's been in the works now for a few weeks now. I'm not going to release it right now who that person is. If you clued in on what I just said, big-time guests. Yes, big-time guests, that's what I'm talking about. But yeah, Chris Klieman, Deuce Vaughn, Adrian Martinez, Eli Huggins, and Daniel Green represented K-State on Wednesday there as they take the steps to get ready here for the football season as well. And if you've been tuning in to this podcast this summer, obviously a lot, I don't have to tell you guys, a lot of anticipation around K-State, obviously, you know, and of course, the recruiting class coming in next year. But next year, we worry about that when we get there, obviously, with the two big signings of this K-State recruiting class, obviously. Dylan Edwards and, of course, the number one college athlete in the state, Avery Johnson. You land him. So there's a lot of excitement, obviously, but that's the future when it gets here. We got to focus in on the now, and the now is having Adrian Martinez on board for 1 year and maybe possibly Deuce Vaughn for one more year and other things like that. Look, across the board, Alex said it. I mean, we have probably, you know, if I match up my 2022 starters, for those of you who can't count, 11 on offense, 11 on defense, adds up to 22. You're number one first team starters, both sides of the ball, right? I put them up against anybody in the country. Well, that's probably too much, actually. Maybe take that back. 22, I put them up against anyone in the Big 12 Conference right now. But you look behind that, again, somebody talked about this. Oh, it was Aaron Freeman of Locked On Falcons. There's that Falcons again. But he said, when he talked about the corners yesterday, when I was listening to that podcast, he said, hey, I mean, we got the best probably trio in the secondary. You line up against the NFC South, maybe top five DBs right now. Starting corners, just starting corners alone. I probably agree with that. Top five in the NFL right now. So when I compare that to K-State all around, top 22 starters, yeah, I'll put them right there above the best in the Big 12 right now. But, again, injuries happen and other things that can't outside of control. I mean, this K-State team, we've been through this since the beginning of this Purple Project podcast, when I started this podcast. Chris Klieman started, actually, here at K-State. actually, believe it or not. So this podcast has been following Chris Klieman's career ever since he's been here, since he's arrived in Manhattan here, 8-win seasons in the course of COVID dreaded year there, when you got beat up big time with COVID and injuries and whatnot, inconsistent play on the field. Yeah, you take a big hit right there. So, I mean, if you're going to take that next step, obviously, this is, yeah, you got to do it. And I don't want to get on too much of a rant right now, but, you know, again, it's easy to play the games on paper. You got to go out and do it. You've heard me say this over and over on the Purple Project Podcast, whether it's the daily edition or the weekly edition. You got to play the game on the field. And I'm interested to see what's happened, obviously. Speaking of injuries, obviously, we couldn't even get through the whole entire spring without dealing injuries, mainly on the defensive front. So we have All-American Felix Nduke-Uzomah there. Nate Matlow was dealing with injuries. I know that Khalid Duke coming back. He's going to be playing more of the outside linebacker with the three. Yeah, the new look, continuing that new look defense from a year ago, which is a 3-3-5 defense there. So, or 3-4-5. Anyways, yeah, good point being, you need those guys. Eli Huckett's representing the D-line. Obviously, Damon Green, the linebackers. If I had any questions about it, we'll continue to dive into this more. So if you want more K-State football coverage, make sure you have the Pro Project Podcast to your K-State podcast, K-State Encyclopedia Podcast, as I say. But yeah, just, question mark. Chris Kleiman said it. Obviously, he said Deuce. Talked about high praise for Deuce. Let's see, defensive front. He said Felix a lot in his press conference. Also, he also said the state of the team as well. There's a lot of high expectations. You're damn right it is. You're damn right it is. High expectations. And you, if you at least don't compete for a chance to go to Arlington. And, you know, this is the opportunity. You want to be back here for the Big 12 Championship, obviously. So, but you got to go through teams like the Baylor, the defending champions of the Big 12 Conference, Baylor. I don't know about OU. Obviously, Dylan Gabriel from UCF. I followed him a little bit. Went down there. He's a pretty decent quarterback there. He still got some weapons on that Oklahoma. Question is on defense there. Oklahoma State, year in, year out, has been consistently in play for the Big 12 title appearance there as well. So, you got to win the games that you're supposed to win. Obviously, Iowa State. Yeah, the good old fighting Matt Campbell's and whatnot. So, you got an opportunity here. I mean, let's not get this twisted. I mean, you have a good, really good season here. They can really start to build those blocks for the upcoming future. You don't with this type of talent that you have. I know we're not first class and all that, but you know, this is a tremendous opportunity for K-State to be right there in the mix. I mean, obviously, we have followed this since the beginning of the summer. National media is starting to take notice. The Athletic, ESPN, and then you get the two-faced comments there. Oh, we're gonna put this team fifth in the conference and whatnot preseason. So it's there. It's there for taking, obviously. And one of the big things for this K-State team looking forward, you got to stay healthy. Obviously, Chris Kleiman said, questions on the back end. And speaking of back end, mainly on the safety positions. That's kind of what the Falcons are going at right now. Also, even though they've had plenty of playing time, Jalen Hawkins and Richie Grant. Yes, another Falcons reference here on the Pro Project Podcast. Apologies about that. But, safeties again is a question mark. You lose Jerome McPherson, Ross Elder, who really came on last year, back there. As well, T.A. Smith, who's been injury-prone, as I said on this podcast. If he can stay on the field, he can be a heavy hitter. We've got some guys back there. There's been a lot of chatter about Salvage. Josh Hayes. Yeah, Josh Hayes back there as well. So they're gonna have an opportunity to take it. I mean, this is the chance right now. You want to play early right now, this is the chance to do it. You have a good team. I probably also say, too, I'll throw this a little sleeper in here. I'll also say, you know, we lost that tremendous linebacker recruit who came here from Maryland. Can't remember his name offhand right now. The other question is, who's going to play besides Daniel Green? Obviously, Khalid Duke's going to be over there playing on the outside, trying to create havoc on the outside rush. So, yeah, yeah. Looking at this all the way down, I could put it up against anybody in the Big 12, but you get injuries, start getting injuries and whatnot. Woo! You have depth in some positions, and we're going to get to the receiver part on this week's edition of the weekly podcast, but which is really deep. We've kind of been saying for the last several years since the beginning of Triple P started. But yeah, all around, I mean, this team, according to the Big 12, inside the conference anyways, is picked to finish fifth in the conference. So we'll have to see about that. Obviously, we're in the second half of July, so we're coming up with fall camp here. And so as soon as I get a date on that, might have to come up with a plan an episode on fall camp / season stories heading in here for K-State. But big time, I mean, carry all this momentum. Now it's time to use that momentum. K carry it on the field, get ready for South Dakota on September 3rd. So our guys down there did us proud, represented us, the purple and silver, and looking forward to really the rest of the summer, really continuing to dive on into this team and getting ready for the 2022 campaign. The Purple Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast, presented to you by AutoFest 22. Coming to you in a couple of weeks here in Manhattan, Kansas. You live here near the listening area. If you're interested in putting your classic, unique antique car into competition, definitely got to register. That's $10 registration fee. Their spectators are free. And when you're talking to the folks that are putting this thing on, make sure you mention the Pro Project Podcast sent you down there. And for you out-of-towners coming from out-of-town, listen to this podcast. Definitely do the same thing and make sure for everybody, this is universal, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pro Project Podcast. That's going to do it on this good, I shouldn't say that, but Football Friday edition of the podcast, July 15th. Another work week for me is about to come to a close here, getting ready for this work day here, wrapping things up here and this end before the weekend, and me and Alex will get together for the recording of episode 109 of the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly Edition later on tonight. You've been listening to the Pearl Project Podcast Daily Edition. Go Cats!